It's the wrong boy. I'm Joseph. This is Input English. Today we have a story in our series about Ben Harper. If you're not familiar with this series, you might want to go to the playlist entitled Stories About the Mysterious Ben Harper. That playlist has 2 hours of content, and it is a serialized story about fictional characters. These stories are original stories created for comprehensible input for you. I try to make these stories freestanding. That is, if you only watch one episode, it makes sense. But the trouble with that is there's a lot going on in this story. The genre, there's a good word. We imported the word genre from French. In other words, the type of story this series is best described as low fantasy. There are many types of fiction, many different genres, but this story series about Ben Harper is low fantasy. That is, it's set in a realistic world, but there are some magical things going on. If you've seen any of these episodes, you'll recognize this. Let me recap. The word recap is a shortened version of recapitulate. That is, let's look back at the series and bring you up to date so that today's episode might make sense. First of all, Ben Harper is an alias. He's a present-day character, but he's using the alias Ben Harper. He was born about 200 years earlier in Boston, and he grew up in Salem, Massachusetts. His real name is Jacob Gilbert Miller. His family called him Gil, and for much of his life, he went by the name Gil. But in the early 1800s, he was given an amulet. He was given a talisman or an amulet that had magical powers. He was not told much about it, but he was told that it would prevent aging, and that it did. He has worn that amulet continuously for more than 150 years. And because he wasn't aging, he had to move around because people were going to get suspicious if they saw that someone among them in society was not aging. He addressed this problem by moving from time to time. In order for this episode to really make sense, you might want to watch the first 2 episodes in the playlist. It's not required, but it will make more sense. This episode is a flashback. That is, it's a look back at what happened in the past. I started with the words from Ben Harper, "It's the wrong boy." That's what he said to himself as he walked back into the house. He had just had the encounter with Trevor and Craig after Trevor broke the window on his garage. He lives next to Trevor in the neighborhood. This encounter with the two boys allowed him to realize that Trevor is not honest. Now, the reason this is important is that Ben Harper was of the opinion that Trevor was going to be the next keeper. That is, Ben Harper had the sensation that 20 years in the future, he would be giving that amulet to Trevor, and Trevor would be the next keeper of the amulet. He couldn't believe that Trevor was the right boy who was going to grow up to be the next keeper. he couldn't give the amulet to somebody this dishonest. So he had the opinion that he had the wrong boy. He had moved into this house because of sensations that he attributed to the amulet. Having had the amulet for more than 150 years, he was used to doing things perhaps at its bidding, perhaps because of guidance he was getting in his subconscious mind from the amulet. He assumed that the amulet had guided him toward Trevor because Trevor was supposed to be the next keeper. That evening, he stewed about this well into the night. Eventually, he went to bed, but he couldn't sleep. He tossed and turned. He had insomnia. He was so worked up about this conflict, and he didn't know how to solve it. Ben Harper, like most of us, does not like insomnia. It was very uncomfortable. He doesn't know how long he was awake, but he remembers hearing the clock strike one, so he knew he was awake at 1 o'clock. He found himself walking down the street. It was the same town in which he has lived for the past 20 years. It was a rainy, cold day, and he was just walking down the street, appropriately dressed and relatively comfortable. He realized that he was dreaming, and he was in the dream portal, and that the time and date were in the past. He sensed that it was years before he moved to this town. He continued walking, just following his instinct, and soon he came upon a house with a for sale sign in front of it. He studied the house, and then he studied the house next to it. He realized that he was standing in front of the house next door to the house into which Craig, Bobby, Robert, and Kathy would be moving years in the future. This was an aha moment for Ben Harper. He said to himself, "Oh, I get it. It was the wrong boy." He quickly formed the opinion that he had been pulled into the dream portal to correct an error, and that the future recipient of the amulet was not Trevor, the dishonest boy, but probably Craig. He studied the sign in front of the house and recognized the name of the realtor. He quickly walked to the office of the realtor, which was close by. He spoke with the realtor, and the two of them toured the house. He found it satisfactory, so he signed all the paperwork and purchased that house. This purchase of this house in this dream occurred 4.5 years before he purchased the house next to Trevor. After this purchase was finalized, he thanked the realtor and left the realty office. When Ben woke up, he was in the other house. He was in the house next to Robert, Kathy, Craig, and Bobby. His timeline had been changed. He was not Trevor's neighbor any longer. He was the neighbor of Bobby and Craig. Ben was used to this happening. It didn't happen often. He classified this in his mind that the amulet had corrected his timeline. An error had been detected, and the amulet had fixed it. That's as close as he could come to understanding what was going on. This sort of thing doesn't happen often, but he recognized it. He'd seen it before. Whenever this sort of timeline correction gets done, he finds himself with two sets of memories that are not the same. He also finds that the new memories gradually become stronger, and the memories of what actually didn't occur fade away. In the long run, he's left with one memory of his timeline that is true to what other people experienced. He got up, fixed his breakfast, and conducted his day as if nothing unusual had happened, even though he is now in a new house, which apparently was selected for him by the amulet. I invite comments below, and if you like videos like this, be sure to click on this one next. See you soon.